Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies making it a pleasant night for being outdoors. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem share similar weather, offering a comfortable night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel 3 hours ago, a top Hamas aide, Anas Mahmoud Emad Hamdan, who held hostages during the war, was killed in a strike on Khan Yunis. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour, U.S. forces destroyed an Iranian surveillance tower in Syria with no troops killed or captured, according to CENTCOM. Also this hour, JNS reports that anti-Semitic conspiracy theories surged by 218% on social media after the start of the Iran war, according to data from earlier today. Separately, a report from JTA just minutes ago highlights how Argentina and Spain's World Cup final has become a proxy for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And finally, Axios reports from 3 hours ago that the U.S. is sending dozens more refueling planes to Israel amid potential escalation with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Yanet Global, writing just minutes ago, reported that 3 individuals were arrested after attacking police on a plane, injuring 4 officers. Al Arabiya English posted just now that Qatar condemned Iran's attacks on its territory as a flagrant violation of sovereignty and international law. Leslie Kajomovitz commented 15 minutes ago, criticizing UNICEF-funded schools for running programs compliant with Sharia law, which mandate hijabs for girls. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the strike on Khan Yunis. According to the Times of Israel, Anas Mahmoud Ahmad Hamdan served as an aide to prominent Hamas commanders and was involved in holding Avera Mengistu captive. This strike comes amid ongoing tension in the region, showcasing Israel's ongoing operations against key Hamas figures. The action underscores Israel's commitment to targeting individuals linked to hostage-taking and militant activities. Turning to the destruction of the Iranian surveillance tower. The Jerusalem Post reports that CENTCOM's action in Syria aims to degrade the IRGC's ability to coordinate attacks against civilian crew members. This development highlights the continuing U.S. military strategy to curb Iranian influence in the region. It reflects ongoing efforts to protect civilian operations in volatile areas. Meanwhile, a JNS report highlights a disturbing rise in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories on social media, up to 18% since the Iran war began. This surge is attributed to the dynamics of extremist communities and potentially state-backed misinformation. For civilians, this represents a growing challenge in combating hate speech and misinformation online. Separately, the JTA has noted that the upcoming World Cup final between Argentina and Spain has taken on political overtones, reflecting the country's differing stances on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This highlights how international sports events can become battlegrounds for global political narratives. For fans, this adds a complex layer to the already intense rivalry on the field. And finally, Axios reports that the U.S. is increasing military support to Israel by deploying additional refueling planes. This move comes amid concerns of a possible escalation with Iran. The U.S. aims to bolster Israel's operational capabilities in the region, reflecting deepening military ties between the two nations. On the economic front, first, while a business reported 2 days ago that the Finance Committee is set to approve an additional 117 million shekels for Struck. The opposition criticizes this move as wasteful, highlighting ongoing political tension over budget allocations in Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business mentioned 2 days ago that 130,000 Israelis will receive money from the state tomorrow. This comes as part of the first installment from the tax authority, providing financial relief to eligible citizens. And finally, CTEC noted 2 days ago that investors are no longer choosing between profitability, efficiency, and growth. Danielle Ardon-Baratz from Red Dot Capital explains that AI has changed investment criteria, reflecting shifts in global financial strategies. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.